Hello everyone, I am Srinivas Puranik from Microsoft Internet Explorer support team. Today I will explain about Enterprise Site Discovery tool. Agenda for today is introducing Enterprise Site Discovery tool. What information is collected? How does the data collection work? Where is the data stored? And how do we collect it? And some of the sample reports. Today, most of the enterprise customers wanted to stay up to date with the latest version of Internet Explorer. Many customers have web applications and services designed specifically for older versions of Internet Explorer like i7 or i8. Customers are upgrading to Internet Explorer 11 and at the same time they want option to run older versions of application on Internet Explorer 11 without any investment or redesigning. This is particularly important for customers upgrading to Internet Explorer 11 and Windows 10. Customers must test their applications for compatibility related issues before migrating to i11. Customers have to capture certain information about what are all the web applications accessed by users, how frequently user will access those applications, need to know in which document mode application is loading or rendering, do we use any compatibility header in the application code. If it is legacy document mode, need to test whether application is compatible in i11. If not, need to test this application in enterprise mode. Also need to check whether application is loading any ActiveX control. Application used by customer is having any crash or hang related issues. If application is crashing, how frequently we see this behavior so that we can take necessary actions. Enterprise Site Discovery tool will help customer to prepare for Internet Explorer 11 migration. Introducing Enterprise Site Discovery tool. The Enterprise Site Discovery toolkit provides how users are browsing with Internet Explorer. Collect information from Internet Explorer about all sites that are visited by enterprise users to build an inventory of sites used in the enterprise. This information will help IT professionals to prioritize which applications they should focus their application compatibility testing with Internet Explorer. This toolkit provides information on how the site is designed and used by Internet Explorer, and that information can then be used to populate the enterprise mode site list, mitigating compatibility issues of critical sites. What information is collected? URL. URL of the browsed site, including any parameters embedded in the URL. Domain. Top-level domain of the browsed site. ActiveX GUID. The GUID name of the ActiveX controls loaded by the site. Document mode. Document mode used by Internet Explorer for a site based on page characteristics. Document mode reason. The reason why a document mode was set by Internet Explorer. Browser state reason. Additional information on why the browser is in the current state that may be also referred to as a browser mode. Hang count. Number of visits to the URL when the browser hung. Crash count. Number of visits to the URL when the browser crashed. Most recent navigation failure and count. Description of the most recent navigation failure like a 404 bad request or 500 internal server error and the number of times it has happened. Number of visits. The number of times URL has been visited. Zone. Zone used by Internet Explorer to browse sites based on browser settings. How does the data collection work? Enterprise Site Discovery is off by default. Information is collected locally. Data can be aggregated or collected using SSEM or other tools. Data will not be collected browsing in an in-private browsing session. Data collection is silent and there is no end user notification that data is being collected. This data collection has a negligible impact on Internet Explorer performance. Logging can be limited to specific security zones by group policy. Where is the data stored and how do we collect it? Information collected locally in a WMI class or XML file depending on GPO set. The data is stored locally in an industry standard WMI class .mof file or in an XML file depending on your configuration. This file remains on the client computer until it is collected to collect the files. WMI files use configuration manager or any agent that can be read the contents of the WMI class on your computer. XML file, any agent that works with XML file can be used. Collect data maximum for a month at a time to capture user's typical workflow. Collecting data longer than that is stored in a WMI provider can fill up computer's hard drive. Collect data only for pilot users instead of turning this feature on for everyone in the company. XML sample reports. View the collected XML data after the XML file are created. The data will look like this. Data is collected during each browsing event and is associated with the browser URL shown here. The GUID and name of the ActiveX control loaded by the site, top level domain of the browsed site, Microsoft.com, document mode region 9, page state is set by the browser mode and the page doc type. Document mode 11 used by Internet Explorer for a site based on a page characteristics. Browser state region 7, site appears on the Microsoft compatibility view list. Zone 3, Internet Explorer is using the Internet Zone. SCCM sample reports. SCCM report sample activex.rdl gives you a list of all of the ActiveX related sites visited by the client computer. On what sites ActiveX controls being used and how often. Which state sites are crashing or hanging when users visit them. SCCM sample reports. SCCM report sample site discovery.rdl gives you a list of all of the sites visited by the client computer. Document mode counts. General statistics. Top 5 ActiveX control GUID counts. And extra information like OS name and service pack. Thank you.